I would like to ask you one thing. How does your normal day, looks like? Wasn't it the same as the day before? From Monday to Friday, how is it? Is it always the same pattern? You wake up, you rush, you take a shower, you have your breakfast. While having your breakfast, maybe you turn on the television, watch the news, and maybe some of you may be checking your emails or go to Instagram and Facebook. How was it? Then you say goodbye to your family because you are in a hurry. You forgot to kiss even your spouse. And that upset her. So when she is upset, you feel bad about it. Then you rush to the office. You feel that pressure, that adrenaline. And then, oh boy, I hope this day it's going to be better than yesterday. But you know what? Because sometimes since you started the day so bad, you rush, it ends also on a very bad day. Well, maybe for some of you, you might be so disciplined. You wake up early. You have spent a time with God. You read your Bible. You pray for your family. And then you prepare a breakfast for your kids, for your wife. And then before you move on, you should say, I love you, family. And you pray for them. And then you have a big smile on your face. And you're excited for the day. You are positive, so you are productive in how you work your life during that day. And that goes on the same pattern Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And when you come home, you are excited when you open up the door. Oh, thank God, I'm home again. I'm going to be seeing my family. But for some of you, maybe, oh, here you go again. I'm home again. I'm going to cook. I'm going to, run the dishes. I'm going to do the laundry. I'm going to wipe the floor. Oh, the same thing over and over and over again. When will this stop? Can you relate on that for some of you? Or maybe, some of you would love to have a change. Some of you. Well, I don't know what your day like, but chances are it was pretty much the same that you're doing Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. You have the same pattern. And the pattern that you're doing are based on the habits that you did, that you are having already. And then what I'm going to tell you is you normally do isn't a result of conscious choices, but a daily habit. Much of what you do every single day is not the result of a decision that you make, but a habit that you already have in your life. In fact, in United States, 2006 in Duke University, they made a research that they found out that 40% of the actions that you take in every given day are not a result of your decisions, but it is a result of a habit that you already have with you. And that's why if you want to change where you're going this year, 2020, if you want to change who you are, if you want to change your destiny, if you want to change who you become in life, we have to change our habits. So, goals don't determine success, but systems determine success. You don't rise to the level of your goals, but you fall to the level of your system. I want to talk today about system. And there is a guy in the Bible, I'm going to talk about spiritual perspective, that who is a very well-known man, and he is a leader, and yet he possesses a great quality of a person, of a godly man. Probably you knew him. His name is Daniel. Daniel in the lion's den. Not only that Daniel is faithful, not only that Daniel is strong, but Daniel even stood out among the 120 young leaders. 120 young leaders, and Daniel stood out that he possessed exceptional qualities. In fact, in the scripture says in Daniel 6, now Daniel, so it's distinguished himself among the administrators and the satraps by his exceptional qualities, that the king planned to set him over the whole kingdom. Why in the world did Daniel stand out? Why was it that made him who he was? For some of you, you might say, he might be handsome. He's a good-looking man. He is faithful. He possesses good character, qualities. But we don't know exactly what it was, but there is something in the life of Daniel that caused him to stand among the 120 top leaders. Before we answer that question of what made him stand out, I want to tell you what kind of people that I want to tell you that what's the story behind it. You know what? When you are a successful person, there will be some people who might be jealous, who will try to trip you down, who will try to find a fault in you. So during the time of Daniel, they tried to trap him up and set him up so that, you know, he could be disqualified what the king is trying to intend him the position, the highest position, the position in that place. And then at this, the Bible says, the administrators and the satraps tried to found grounds for charges against Daniel in his conduct of government affairs, but they were unable to do so. They could not find corruption in him because he was trustworthy and neither corrupt nor negligent. So what they wanted to do is they try to put him down. So they sent a message to the king that if anyone would ever pray except to the king, he should be put into the lion's den. What was it that made him who he was? How he stood out and become a brave man and able to stare on the lions and still able to withstand the pressure? What made him stand out? The Bible says, Daniel 6:10 says, When Daniel learned that the decree has been published, he went home to his upstairs rooms where the windows opened toward Jerusalem. Three times a day, he got down on his knees. And prayed, giving thanks to God. And this is what he did. I'm going to tell you now. He prayed three times a day, just what he had done before. Three times a day. Not once, not twice, but he prayed three times a day, just as he is consistently doing it day after day after day after day. Daniel prioritized his life around intimate time with his Heavenly Father. He cast out his burden. He cried out to God. He gave praise to the Father. He gave glory. He asked his petitions. No matter what, he consistently prayed to God every day, three times a day. His fellowship and intimacy with God is a small discipline that he possessed that made him to be the top leader during that time. But I'm going to tell you, never underestimate what God can start something big through one small habit, just like what Daniel did. He made a small habit of praying to God consistently. in the morning, maybe in the lunchtime, maybe in the evening, but consistently, he always prays to God, and that made him who he was. One small, seemingly insignificant discipline. I'm also going to be telling you how I started my discipline. I've been a Christian for 15 years. 15 years back, I was really all out. I'm all over the place. But when I got sick, I had these medical issues. I was not yet a follower of Christ. Then when I surrendered my life to God, to Jesus, that's when the point of my life that I started to have a discipline. It started, of course, with surrendering my life to Jesus and so forth. But the very first discipline that I need is to regain back my health, to be fit again. I'm going to be telling you this. It started by drinking a glass of water in the morning. Drinking a glass of water instead of drinking a coffee in the morning or drinking a Milo or any other else like juices or any other else. I drink a glass of water. Why? You know what? Our body consists 60% of water. And during nighttime, our body at least is losing about 1 liter of water. For health reasons, I drink a glass of water. And another reason is just for me to wake me up. Discipline of drinking a glass of water after I wake up in the morning tells me I am a disciplined person. As a husband, as a father, as a leader, as a coach, I need to be spiritually strong. It doesn't happen all by instant, no. It progressively just developed, and it started with one simple discipline. I read my Bible daily, at least one chapter a day. If I really have more time, sometimes I read up to 4 chapters. I highlight them. I write notes on my Bible. I also give my tithes that God is the provider of all my finances. Every Sunday, my family and I have no even any struggle of going to church. We are always early in attending church. Always. We also have a habit of prayer. We love praying. Daily, my wife and I, you know, pray before we go to work. And I tell to her, I love you. And of course, don't miss the kiss. And afterwards, in the evening, I also pray. That's how I develop my spiritual discipline. And not only that, for 15 years, I am always a member of a Connect group. And you know what? I love leading Connect group. I love being connected through discipleship. That's why I should say it doesn't happen in an instant. The Bible says, work out your salvation in fear and trembling. It doesn't mean you're trying to earn it, but it does mean that for you to have a growth. Because I cannot just rely on spiritual milk. I need also to eat spiritual food that will enhance me. It will enhance my spiritual muscles and develop me. On the physical side, on the health issues, you know, I drink at least 10 glasses of water. I'm not kidding. Sometimes at night, I can even drink 3 glasses of water. It's part of how the body is already adapted in replenishing all those unwanted things. I eat fruits. I eat vegetables. I try really to do my best to be fit because I knew if I'm fit, I can do my role, my responsibility. I can be an effective husband. I can be an effective father. I can also be an effective leader. But it doesn't stop there. I also need to exercise. I developed this habit of continually running, doing cardio. Sometimes, not only sometimes, I don't know if it is obvious, but I go to gym. I started it with my two boys, and sometimes go along with Cherry. So, with those patterns of habits, that made me of who I am right now. Just like Daniel stopped to pray 3 times a day. It was a keynote habit that I promise you brought other elements into his life that helped him who he was, that made him to become the top of the leader during his lifetime. The presence of that one habit also tells me that I'm disciplined. The presence of one habit of drinking a glass of water make me a discipline to, it's time to rise up. It's time to wake up. It's time to communicate with God. It's time to go and move on with my life. So, when I drink my water, I get up early. I have my Bible reading. I pray to God. I have my breakfast. I prayed with my wife. I have a very good aura with Cherry and with my boys. I drive to work. I am productive. And then I go home and excited to see my family. The day was fine. But if I didn't drink my glass of water, I snooze my alarm button and go back again to my sleep. And then I realize, now I'm late. Now I'm late, I rush. Take a breakfast, drive to the office, and then it feels bad. You can feel the tension. And then when I go home, you know, it feels really, really bad because I started the day on a negative side. I'm going to be telling you, Daniel started with a discipline. I also started with a discipline. I am 50 now. For some of you, for example, you might be 20. Just commit one discipline this year. Every year, commit one discipline. By the time you reach my age of 50, you already have 30 disciplines that will form you, you know, for the person that who would like you to be. Imagine that. You've got 30 by the age of 50. If you are 40, if you only commit one discipline per year, you're going to be having 10. Isn't that amazing that you will live a life on your full potential? And not only that, you will become a blessing for so many people and for whatever habit that you're going to be doing, do it for the glory of God. So when Daniel have a discipline, he always starts his day praying to God. Maybe in the middle of the day, he also prayed. And before the day ends, he prayed again to God. A consistent discipline that he is not bored to do, but he have a joy of doing. So I'm going to be asking you, just like what Pastor Ricky mentioned last week, instead of starting with a do, what do I want to do? Let's start with the who. Who does God want you to be? Who are you supposed to be? Now we add another piece of application this week, and here's our assignment. Based on who you want to become, what one habit that you need to start? Just one. It doesn't need to be 10. It doesn't need to be 5. It doesn't need to be 3. Just one habit that you need to start this year. A small habit that is something small, that you're not going to hit the snooze button. Listen, I'm going to be telling you, if you are only going to commit to do that one habit, I'm going to be telling you, you will be surprised that you have already developed, wow, a habit that will benefit you, that will even benefit your family, that will benefit for the people around you. And not only that, you're going to be thanking God that God is there with you to accomplish that one single habit that you did. So, if you are that person that, okay, I would like to start my Bible reading, based on your commitment, I'm going to make it say that, you know, it's hard. It's going to be hard to start my Bible reading in the morning because I'm always busy. I rush. I don't have time. I don't have this energy. I'm always in pressure. But you know what? Commit to God. Surrender to Him. And one thing that will help you to do it is there is a habit loop. A habit loop. There is a trigger in a cue that you, when you see something, for example, you see your Bible, then there's a cue that, oh, that's my Bible. I have to read my Bible. It is also something like a feeling. When you wake up, you're feeling tired, you're feeling sleepy, and then you need to have a cup of coffee. Then that is the action that follows through it. The reward will be is you are now alert, you are now ready for the day. So it is just like a cycle of a cue, a routine, a response based on what you see, based on what you feel, based on what your thoughts are. So that's what habits form. So how are we going to start this? We would like to start that the habit will become obvious. Say, make it obvious. And you would like to make it easy. First thing is you would like to make it obvious. If you like to drink, if you like to be healthy and you're committed to drink your vitamins every day, what you do is before you go to bed, you take up your vitamins, bring it out, so when you wake up, if you see your vitamins, oh, that's my vitamins, I'm going to be drinking that. If you want to run tomorrow, what you're going to do is you prepare your sneakers, take it out, put it beside your bed, so when you wake up, oh, that's my shoes, I need to run today. So if you see, you know, what is obvious, then you have the reason to respond unto it. And I'm going to say it, you have to make it easy. You don't need to say that, I need to run at least 42 kilometers. No. Make it easy. Because if you're not into running, you know, you may not be able to run one kilometer. So what do you need to do? Make it easy. Commit just to walk a kilometer. How about that? Just a kilometer. And when you're able to sense that, yep, I'm getting onto it, and then slowly progress, run. Not too quick, you know, just pace, take a pace. And then the following day that you made the commitment, you say, I'm going to be grabbing again my shoes. When I see my running shoes, I'm going to run. And when you see that running shoes, here you go. This is again the day. Run. Now try progressively to run at your own pace. What I'm trying to say is you don't need to aim for the big thing, but you just need to be faithful on the small thing that you have committed. Start small. Let it grow from there. The same thing with reading the Bible. For example, just like you, Gani, I would love to read 4 chapters a day, or maybe at least 1 chapter. No, I'm going to be telling you, just commit. 1 verse a day. How about that? Isn't that easy? 1 verse a day in the morning. And you know what? There are also some other things that will help you. You can probably take up your Bible. What I'm trying to do is, what I'm doing is, I have my mobile phone, and I have my Bible on top. So when the alarm, you know, when the alarm starts up, instead of hitting the snooze, I grab my Bible, shut up the alarm, go to the bathroom, take a glass of water, and then when I awake, I pray to God, you know, and then afterwards, so on and so forth. So for some of you who are struggling, I should say, make the trigger obvious. Make your Bible obvious. Put it beside your bed. Or you can probably download. Do you know about the YouVersion Bible? That you can get a notification just like a verse of the day that can help you. So the verse for the day is, my dearest brothers and sisters, take this to heart. Be quick to listen, but slow to speak. And be slow to become angry. Oh, I need that. So I can be good to my wife. How about that? And then commit reading at least 1 verse a day for the next 20 days, for a month. You know what? Because if you are faithful in doing this, soon after you might see yourself, okay, I have some more time today and I'm really feeling the power of the Holy Spirit. What you can even do is open up the whole book, and soon you might be finding yourself reading the whole chapter. So what I'm telling you in here is we all need to develop a habit, not a resolution that I will do this, I will do that, I will do this. No. You only need to commit to make a discipline, just one small one. For some of you, you might say, it's going to be really hard. It's really going to be hard. But I'm going to be telling you, commit. And then say, here's what my pattern is. I will do blank after I blank. I will drink my glass of water after I get out of bed. After I get out of bed, I read my Bible. After I read my Bible, I pray. After I pray, I make my breakfast and also my wife's breakfast. And after I have my breakfast, I take a shower. After I take my shower, I put on my clothes, my fragrance. And after that, I kiss my wife and say, bless you. Along the way, we will be praying. So what I'm trying to do is we all need to have a system. There's no shortcut in this. Daniel didn't just immediately have oh, he is the top person because he possesses this. For some of you, where's John the Musselman. Oh. John, where are you, John? John. Yeah. John the drummer. Okay, John, okay. But, for example, for who among you are fit in here, you didn't just, oh, in an instant, you know, I'm hunk, I can flex, I can run, I already have this good physique. No. You started with discipline. You started with habits. And all the long way, you progress. So with this, successful people do consistently what other people do occasionally. People who are close to God are not by accident. There is a discipline, there is a plan, there is a renewed mindset, and there is a focus. There is a commitment, and there is always a prayer that, yes, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. All of us have goals in life. All of us do have some missions. All of us would love to have a better life. We all have the same aims, the same goals, but we all have different results. The only factor is how you do it. What are your habits? What are your system? What set Daniel apart is a time with God three times a day. The biggest revelation that I realized in my life is back then, I have the wrong kind of goals. My goals have always been mean goals. What is a mean goal? A mean goal leads to something that it means to an end. Because on the other side of my mean goals, there is always an aspiration. There is always a wanting. There's always, if I can only get this, I will be happy. If I can only have that, then I will be happy. If I can only attain that, I will be happy. Then the problem is, my happiness, your happiness, is not based on the present life that you have now, but it is based on the future. For some of you, you may say, you know what? I will be happy if I can only graduate from this degree. For some of you may be saying, I will be only happy if I have a new house. Imagine if your happiness is based on that and it will only take you 5 years from now to have a new house, or 5 years, or maybe 3 years from you to have a degree. Imagine you lost 3 years. 3 years of living a life without being happy. 5 years of living a life being unhappy because you don't have yet a house. So my prayer, my hope for all of us today is to be present on the situation that we have now. God gave us a life to live a life today, not to live a life for tomorrow. But I'm going to be telling you, for whatever you aspire, for whatever your vision is, this year, 2020, you can reach it, you can attain it, because you are starting a one single habit, a one single discipline. One single discipline, one single habit that you need. It's a big question. Why so many people are being empty, feeling empty in life? Because they're always asking and wanting that they don't have. But one thing is for really sure, and God's promise is, in Christ, there is satisfaction. In Christ, there is peace. In Christ, there is joy. So what I'm gonna tell you is, don't focus on the end goal, but focus on who you are. Who does God want you to be? Who does your son want you to be? Who does your spouse want you to be? Who does your colleague want you to be? And I'm going to be going back again. As we sing the song a while ago, if you are a son of God, you deserve it. You are special. You are unique. You deserve a life living in abundance. So it's not what you're getting. It's not that where you're going, but who you're becoming. So the only end goal that ever seems to matter is, if I become more just like Christ, more like Jesus, more like Him, more than anything else, why would I ever crave for what is not worthy? Why would I ever crave which is not yet present? For some of you, you might say, Gani, you look happy. Yes, I'm happy because it's my birthday. Gani, you may have already established so many disciplines in yourself. Yeah. Yes, I do. But I'm going to be telling you, just like Daniel, 3 times a day, one simple discipline. I started to have one small discipline. If you are faithful in one, just one, what happens next is bam, 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 bam. God will also provide you in other things. Be faithful in one, and God will provide you more. My hope and my prayer, based on God wants you who you become, what one small act of obedience will you start today? And then find joy in it. Be faithful to few, and God will trust you with more. You're not successful when you get more, but you are successful when you are faithful today. So who does God want you to become? How are you going to start your new habit? How are you going to live your life? Are you going to be present or are you going to be absent? Are you going to base your happiness, your joy, your satisfaction based on the future? Or are you the person who is committed? Yes, I'm that person. I would like to start one simple act of discipline. If that is you, if you like to commit just to one simple act of discipline, raise your hands. Thank God. All hands all over the place. I'm going to be praying for you. Father God, I thank you so much, Lord, for your word. I thank you so much, Father God, for your message. I lift up to you, Father, my family, my friends, Lord God, my spiritual family, Lord God, who raise up their hands and who would love to commit their life, Lord God, in just doing one simple discipline this year. Help them, Father God, to become faithful in it. Help them, Father God, to become strong and very courageous. Take up from them any kind of distraction, but give them focus, oh God. I pray for Father God, even though, Father God, it is hard, even though sometimes they're busy and yet they struggle, may they find joy, Father God, in fulfilling, Father God, their commitment. Just one small act of obedience, Father God. And your promise, Father God, that you are pleased and you're going to be providing joy, fulfillment, happiness, Lord God, and contentment, and that you're willing to grow them to be the person that whom you would like them to be, Father God, to become the best person, the best mom, the best dad, the best spouse, the best husband, the best employee, the best employer, the best person, the best leader, oh God. Everything for your glory, Lord God. Just to be like you, oh Christ. Just to be like you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I would like to say that for some of you, you need to start on something too. You need to start your relationship with God. You need to start your relationship with Jesus. Can I invite you all to bow down your heads and close your eyes? I'm giving an invitation for you. You, yes, you. You might be here for so many occasions sitting, and now you feel the prompting of the Spirit that you need now to surrender your life to Christ. This is a good start. This is a very good start. If that is you, that you would like to surrender your life to Christ, Christ who died for you, Christ who offered his life for you, who accepted the punishment of all our sins, so that you can be renewed and you can have a relationship with him and with the Father. If that is you, I would love to see you surrender your hand and raise up, if that's it, that is you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you so much. Thank you. Okay, church, come. Let's rise up. Be positive this year and just commit to one small discipline. And I pray that you will be successful and faithful to it. God bless you all. Thank you so much.